The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, once again, we have another beautiful Tuesday. Hey, thank you, everyone, for being with us again on Adventures in Recovery. Excuse me, was that time for a little throat clearing? And it's a little, it's Flemish. I'm feeling a little Flemish today. Yeah, I was supposed to be Swedish, but I guess I'm Flemish. Okay. Hey, Tom Walston with you. Thank you, like I said, for being with us on a wonderful wonderful Tuesday, and I hope you've got a pen or a calendar handy, because we have a very full week coming up, and there's lots of stuff going on. This is a high point for Vashon, because, you know, some of the things we have coming up include Strawberry Festival. A little theme music for the big parade that we're going to be kicking off Saturday morning. Parade starts at 10 a.m. And more about that in just a moment. Since there's no real marching band in our parade, I thought I'd just play that as a little teaser for you. Yeah. Eye of the Tiger, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, today we have a special guest that's been a reoccurring guest with us, thanks to Vashon Youth and Family Services. Tiffany, welcome back.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, good to have you. And Tiffany's going to fill us in with some of the cool stuff that we have going on. As you know, our show is called Adventures in Recovery. And what does recovery mean to you? Well, maybe it means coming out of your shell this coming weekend and participating in a lot of the events that are, many of which are sponsored by Vashon Youth and Family Services, many that are a part of the annual Strawberry Festival, and some that are just because we're Vashon. Right, Tiffany?
That's right.
So why don't you give us a little teaser, and just a reminder, folks, that this year's Strawberry Festival celebrates 100 years, and we're honoring the Mackay Farm and Garden. And if you want to know more about that, there's a lot of rich, great history. So Google it and see what you can find out.
Yeah, and they're also running a mayoral candidate, the Mackay Garden, Marshall the Strawberry, among others.
Ah, the Strawberry is representing Mackay. That makes total sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here to talk about things that VYFS has coming up. So we will be in the parade with, we'll be marching along with the Vashon Social Service Network. We have a group of kids from Orbit that are going to come march with us.
Ooh.
And it's going to be lots of fun.
So the thing that kicks off the parade mostly is usually the social service organizations, if I'm not mistaken.
I think maybe so, yeah. First the kids.
Ah, first the kids. And the kids have a train thing, kind of like, don't
right.
they?
They have a train, yep.
What is that?
So I'm not sure who sponsored it this year, but last year it was a sponsored thing, and different nonprofits got to have a car with kids on it. So VYFS, I think we have just a couple spots left if anybody wants to ride the train with the VYFS folks.
All aboard the crazy train.
Yeah.
Or the child train, I should say.
Yes, the child. Okay. Yeah. It's a good time.
It is. The Strawberry Fest is always a good time.
Yeah.
And just a word to the wise, if you're coming from off island, well, even if you're on island, parking can be a bit of an issue. And starting at 8 a.m., starting from Mom's, y'all know where Mom's is, going all the way through town, down as far as
Ober Park.
Ober Park, there's going to be no parking, and the road is going to be closed between 8 a.m. and
till after the parade, and then you'll be able to do the detour past the at the movie theater, Chevron.
Oh, yeah.
And go around by IGA.
The back route.
The back route, yeah. Or Beale.
Or Beale Street. You all know where that is. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it always is a lot of fun. And you'll be watching for Vashon Youth and Family Services being represented by our red T-shirts. I'll be part of the group. Tiffany, you'll be part of the group.
I'll be part of the group and heading down to our to set up our booth.
Which is?
Which will be located across from Subway in that general area.
Right across from Subway.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Just walk up and down the streets and take advantage of, stop and say hi to everybody that has a booth and that's being represented. And there's that big mayoral deal going on every year. And we're going to hear more from Tiffany about that in just a minute, too. So I want you to listen to this as a teaser to who the VYFS candidate is going to be.
I was sitting in my garden when I saw a bumblebee. He said his name was Oscar, and he went buzz, 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 buzz. A 1, 2, 3, go! Buzz, 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 buzz. I was sitting in the pizza place when I saw two bumblebees. They said their names were Jackson and Max, and they went buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, Bumblebee, can't you see it's just you and me? A 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, go! Buzz, 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 buzz.
So I'm thinking you probably picked up on who our mayor candidate is. It's a bumblebee, right, Tiffany?
That's right. B for mayor.
B for mayor. I love it.
Support the hive. Vote for B.
Well, you know, every candidate represents a different public service organization, social service organization, and it's all about raising money for that particular organization, correct?
That's right.
So, is the winning mayor the one that collects the most dollars?
That's correct.
And where can all of you folks that are listening right now find the B contribution?
You can go to our website, vyfs.org, and you can click on the banner at the top, or you can scroll down to where you see the picture of the B and click on that. You can make an online donation. If you're up at Ace Hardware, you can pop a dollar in the jar there, or Minglement. They've got a jar, and I'm still putting my jars out around town.
Hey, keep putting them out, girl, but I'll tell you what, most of us stop at Minglement's every once in a while.
Yeah.
And where did you say, Ace Hardware?
Ace Hardware,
Ace Hardware. So bring a few bucks in. You know, it can be a dollar, it can be five, a 10, a 20, a hondo, whatever you feel is best. It's all going to our social service organization. And just to give equal time to our contenders, do you want to mention some of the other organizations that have?
I do, but first, I feel like we need to kind of explain why the bee.
Oh, good point.
So
yeah.
The bee is the mascot for our Be There Community Togetherness campaign, which is a program that we've been running all year long. And we've done various events that bring the community together, like a scavenger hunt. And we did a rock painting. You paint bees and put a nice messages on them and hid them around town for people to find. So things sort of like that. And a really cool one that's coming up is it's called the Honeycomb Collective.
What?
So this is for people 22 to 32 looking for community and friendship. And it's just a series of events that bring people together to meet new people. Picnic in the park, board games, that sort of thing.
Be together.
Yeah. And so you can find out about that also on our website, vyfs.org. But as for the other candidates, so we mentioned Marshall the Strawberry, that is the Mukai candidate. Then Vashon Explorers Preschool has a candidate. And the printing on this paper is so small, I can't tell if it's a if there's an actual figure. then we have the Dove Project is running Jazzy.
Cool.
Cute little dog. And then Inclusion Island. If you haven't met Doug, he's that friendly guy that sometimes comes to your door to deliver flowers. Always got a smile on his face.
Nice.
He's running. And, Red, Vashon Household, is running a dog named Red.
Love it.
And can't forget the senior center. They have the Giving Tree.
Oh, that's right.
The actual tree is their candidate.
And the tree is actually an art piece on their back outdoor patio area, which is really beautiful.
It's very cool. And you can buy leaves to put on the Giving Tree.
And each leaf represents another family or another giver.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And last but not least, Singer the Whale, the Vashon Nature Center. And you can go see Singer at the VCA. It's suspended from the ceiling.
I got to see that.
It's really cool.
I've seen pictures of it, and from what I understand, it's going to be up there for a while. I don't know about a permanent display.
I think it might be permanent.
Oh, that is incredible. We're so lucky on Vashon to have such incredible artists. And this was actually the whale you could consider was one of our local residents.
Yeah. Washed up on the shore.
Yeah.
Yep. They saved the bones and they reconstructed it.
And the name?
Is Singer.
Singer's memory will continue to stay alive.
Yep.
Very cool. Very Vashon.
Very Vashon.
So we have some great candidates, and sorry if we may have missed one or two, but that's what that mayor thing is all about. Since we're unincorporated King County, we can pick our own mayor in our own kind of way and have some fun with it and still help out a lot of our social service organizations that are all nonprofits.
That's right.
But we're kind of encouraging you to vote for the bee.
Vote for the bee. Bee for mayor. Support the hive. Oh, you know, and a little more about the bee, if you don't mind.
Wow.
So bees, in case you didn't know, just like humans, they survive and thrive by sticking to the hive,
ooh,
sticking together in community. So that's kind of our message with the bee, is bringing the community together through all these different events and opportunities.
Let's keep it together with the bee.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, that's just another way that Vashon kind of keeps it kind of weird around here.
Yeah.
Which we love.
We do.
That's kind of our signature, so to speak. Okay. So part of the rest of the Strawberry Festival, oh, I also wanted to mention that on Sunday, after some of the other festivities, guess what?
Car show.
Yipper. And that's always a big hit. And you might even see a few of them previewed during the parade. So stick around and just show up. Show up Sunday, have some fun, and see what kind of cars are running through town.
A little higher.
So we're giving you a few ideas of what to do coming up this weekend, but I don't know about you guys, but I had a pretty incredible weekend this past weekend. As most of you on the island are aware of now, the ribbon-cutting ceremony for Thunderbird Inpatient Treatment Center here on our island was this past Saturday.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, my goodness. What an incredible celebration they put on.
Wow.
It was so well organized, all the way from signs at both ends for the ferry of exactly where to go. They had parking with parking attendants in process,
wow,
helping people cross the street down by the Labyrinth Church,
ooh,
to get over to the facility.
Church.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
I don't know what is it? It's
I used to know. I'll think of it.
Okay. But anyway, that's where we ended up parking.
Episcopal.
I think you might be right.
I think it's Episcopal.
Yeah, I think you are right, yeah. And so we get over there, And they had all these tables with tablecloths laid out, and the facility was, I mean, you could go in the facility, but tours were after the actual dedication. But there was some announcements made every so often. Well, folks, we'll start the program, but we still have a couple of our officials on the ferry. We're still waiting for them, which is, you know, we're all used to that on the island here. And so, you know, we just all patiently waited, enjoyed the ambiance and the music that was being played. And then it was time for the grand entry. And here came a really beautiful group of Native Americans, all dressed out in their regalia. Ooh. With drums. They were singing, and there was sage being burned. We're going from table to table to table if you wanted to partake in some sage cleansing. And it was all done in such a beautiful traditional way. And once the speakers were done, we were all invited to go to the front of the building for the ribbon cutting.
Ah.
And I got some nice pictures there. I can't even guess how many people were in attendance, but it was kind of a, in order to control the flow, it was kind of a, you had to RSVP and get a ticket for it. They were all free,
yeah.
But just to be able to control the crowds.
Right.
Well, after the ribbon cutting, they said, well, now be sure to come back over by this other tent and line up for food. And we're like, food?
Wow.
Wait a minute. They've already been serving us cold water, coffee, you know, et cetera, making sure all of our needs were being met. But then we lined up and they had a buffet. And if you were an elder, they made a plate for you and brought it to your table.
Aww.
Which is so respectful. And it's one of the biggest things we can learn from our native cousins. But would you believe they served wild buffalo?
Wow.
Which I had never had before. It was absolutely delicious. There was wild buffalo. Then there was also smoked salmon.
Of course.
With a beautiful, what was the sauce they had on top? It was, I forget what they call that, kind of green pesto sauce.
Like a cucumber.
I don't know. It was really, really good, though. And then clams, baby clams.
Ah.
And cornbread, but it was blue, so it was obviously made of blue corn.
Yeah.
Blue cornbread. And a salad. And a variety of herbal native medicine teas.
Wow.
It was,
that wasn't an inexpensive meal.
No. Well, you know, the whole theory was, you know, we're going to make this treatment center the best for our people.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say our people, it means anybody that is under that roof.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be native to be a patient in that. They want the best for everyone there. Because everybody deserves the best.
Yeah, of course.
And we're all relatives. In fact, the Native Americans inhabited Vashon Island way before any of us did.
That's right.
So they've had their roots very deeply planted on this island for many, many, many years.
People.
The Swiftwater people, the Salish folks, the Salish tribes on the Salish Sea. And it was just a really beautiful. They expect to have their first round of patients coming in, I believe it's, if it's not the end of July, it'll be the first part of August.
Wow, already?
Yes.
And Incredible.
You don't have to be native. They have non-native beds available. There's even going to be a section of, I think it's like 15 beds for moms, moms-to-be, and moms with kids, as long as they're under 5, I think it is.
Wow.
So yeah, they understand that healing is a family process.
Yeah.
And it encompasses the entire family.
Yeah. Wow.
And their philosophy is we're all family. All of us on this island.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Indian Health Board also donated, I think it was something like $350,000 just to build a helipad on the island to safely bring not just their patients to and from in case there's a medical emergency, but anybody on the island.
I saw that in the Beachcomber. That's incredible.
It's really, they're going to be some of the best neighbors we could have.
That's great. That's great. Hey, Tom, do you know if I wasn't able to attend that event. Sounds amazing. But can you still go take a tour?
I believe you can still go on tours. I would suggest just Google Thunderbird Treatment Center, Vashon.
Okay. Oh, and I bet they'll be at Strawberry Festival.
Oh, you know they will be.
Yeah.
Please stop by their table and talk to them about that. And there's just so much going on here. And I'm excited to be in the, I'm being the substance use clinical supervisor at Vashon Youth and Family Services. I really feel a connection with the new inpatient treatment center coming here. There's not going to be their own, they're not having their own detox facility. Their patients will be detoxed at Tacoma Detox or a hospital on King County and that. So when people get over here, they're ready to start their treatment.
Wow, that's great.
And their treatment medicine includes locally grown herbs and fruits and vegetables, and there will be sweat lodges and other traditional means for them to practice their traditional healing methods.
Very cool. And there's, it's a beautiful property.
Oh my gosh.
And there's some trails behind there.
Hiking trails that are going to be so important as part of their therapy and part of their healing. So more will be revealed. And then also on Saturday over Tacoma, they had Pride. There must have been 35,000 to 40,000 people on Sunday, or excuse me, Saturday afternoon over at Wright Park.
Wow.
What was your weekend like?
I did a lot of gardening.
Nice.
It wasn't 4th of July.
No, weekend before.
That was the weekend before. It's kind of a blur. I don't remember what I did.
Well, I'll tell you, hey, summer is so jam-packed with festivities and festivals and, well, everything. It's all going on everywhere in the summertime, and it always seems too short. We're already halfway through summer.
I know, and I love the Strawberry Festival. It's one of my favorite events. Well,
what's not to love?
I just love walking the streets and seeing the vendors and running into people that I haven't seen in a while.
Trying some new foods.
Listening to the music.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So, folks, have fun. Once again, Tom Walston and the lovely and talented, you know, I keep forgetting your, do I pronounce Reich? Is it right? How do you say your last name?
Shira.
Tiffany Shira, once again, always a pleasure having here with us on Adventures in Recovery. Hey, come back and be with us again next Tuesday, folks. Would you please? 1:30 every Tuesday at KVSH. LP Vashon. And I've been waiting such a long time.